The FCC is concerned about a potential media giant. From Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Communications Commission threw a wrench into a proposed merger between Sinclair Broadcast Group and the Tribune Media Company yesterday. The two companies own local TV stations all over the country. If they merged, then one media company, Sinclair, would reach nearly 59% of U.S. households. Now, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says he has serious concerns about that. For more on this, I'm joined live by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Sabri.
So why is this deal suddenly a problem? The FCC under Chairman Pai is considered pretty business-friendly. What are the serious concerns he has?
So Sinclair already owns almost 200 stations and would pick up several dozen more in this deal. Federal regulations only allow a certain level of ownership of TV stations, so Sinclair said it would sell off 23 of those stations to meet legal standards. Chairman Pai says those divestitures would actually allow Sinclair to still have control over the stations, quote, in practice, even if not in name, and that would violate the law. This refers to potential deals where the new owners of the stations would have personal ties or business deals with Sinclair.
So what exactly is the FCC doing to slow down this deal?
Chairman Pai is referring the deal to an administrative law judge for a hearing. This is basically an in-house judge that can dig into some of the concerns the FCC has and give the companies a platform to address them. However, these hearings can take a long time, and many people watching this deal are viewing this move as significantly delaying it at best, but also potentially killing the deal altogether.
What's the response from Sinclair?
The company put out its own statement saying it was shocked and disappointed by the move. Sinclair says it's been completely open and transparent with the FCC. The statement also says the company is prepared to resolve any issues with the agency and then move forward with the deal.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you. And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 1-3% range, with the Dow future down 25 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.87%. And Netflix shares are down 12% in aftermarket trading after the video streaming service announced it fell short of subscriber goals in its earnings report yesterday. Right now, Netflix has 130 million household subscriptions, but analysts think it still has room to grow. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Netflix streaming memberships grew by 5.2 million worldwide last quarter, about a million shy of the company's own forecasts. Dan Cryan with IHS Market says that doesn't change the bigger story here.
Fundamentally, the company's still growing. It's still dominating its space.
Before yesterday's news, Netflix stock had more than doubled this year. University of Michigan Media Studies professor Amanda Lotz says the streaming giant is playing a long game.
Netflix is trying to do something that hasn't ever happened. They're basically trying to be a global television service.
Netflix is already in about 60% of U.S. households. Analyst Matthew Thornton at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey says the company's biggest challenge will be gaining users in countries where people aren't used to the price tag.
How do you bring a $10 product into a market where comparables may be selling their product for $3, like India or Indonesia?
The company plans to spend as much as $8 billion on content this year. Experts say the lower-than-expected international growth may fuel even more investment in shows for audiences outside the U.S. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight in Washington, D.C. If you don't have tickets, you can watch on TV, which a lot of fans have been doing this year. So many, in fact, that while attendance at Major League Baseball games is down, TV ratings are way up, along with the league's revenue. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the new economics of our national pastime.
It's about half an hour before the Houston Astros take on the Oakland A's in an afternoon game at Minute Maid Park. And a bar across the street from the stadium called The Tavern is packed. But Gabe Luna, the bar's manager, knows it's about to thin out significantly.
People stay here till about the second or third inning and they lead out. And then they'll come back around the eighth inning because they stop serving alcohol in the seventh inning. So they'll come back the eighth inning and watch the rest of the game here.
The tavern's only open on game days. Luna says all its business comes from the foot traffic of baseball fans. The bar's riding a nice wave right now. The Astros are selling about 6,200 more tickets per game than they did last year. But league-wide, attendance numbers are down more than 6%. Maury Brown of the research and analytics company BizBall says fans are watching a lot of baseball on TV.
Fox just reported that they're seeing some of their best television numbers right now at the national level.
Teams have contracts with local television stations as well. Brown says Major League Baseball continues to rank number one on television in the local markets where teams play. He says teams aren't as worried about the declining ticket sales because their finances aren't as directly tied to the gate as they used to be.
Up until about 10 or 15 years ago, it was still the number one revenue driver. But things have changed largely around television. We've seen a media rights explosion, and that has really altered the landscape, not just in baseball, but across all sports.
He says league revenues continue to grow at an extraordinary pace. Brown says when Rob Manfred became the league's commissioner 3 years ago, he streamlined operations to make it easier for teams to court sponsors.
The first thing he did was unify all the arms of baseball, and that has been actually a cash cow for them. They've really increased things on the sponsorship side.
Brown says in 1992, league revenues were $1.2 billion. This year, gross revenues are more than $12 billion. Accounting for inflation, that means revenues for the league have grown 325% in just over 25 years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Our producers are Michael Lipkin, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.